Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, the national elections, the democracy's largest exercise, will be held in 7 rounds from 11th of April, and the results will be announced on May 23rd, the Election Commission has said, on Sunday evening. Voting will be held across India in 7 phases on April 11th, April 19th, April 23rd, April 29th, May 6th, May 12th, and May 19th. Now, the announcement signals the start of a colossal voting exercise that will see Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking another term in office and the opposition attempting to join forces to put up a strong, strong fight. It's also important to note that elections will also be held in 4 states, which is Andhra Pradesh, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Odisha, along with the parliamentary polls. Now, following the Chief Election Commissioner Sunil Arora's announcement, the Model Code of Conduct, which disallows the government from enforcing any new policies, has come into effect. In a controversial move, though, the CEC said that they will not be holding simultaneous assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir, and the state will only go to parliamentary polls. The state has been under president's rule after the ruling alliance between the BJP and the People's Democratic Party fell apart last year. Apart from this, the EC also announced several measures to monitor and regulate content being spread on the next big campaigning medium, the social media. This will include dedicated officers on social media platforms, which include Google and Facebook. Now, political parties and leaders of Jammu and Kashmir were quick to hit out at the Election Commission's decision to not hold simultaneous assembly polls in the state, with J&K National Conference leader Omar Abdullah saying that this is the first time since 1996 assembly elections in J&K are not being held on time. Remember this the next time you are praising PM Modi for his strong leadership, he wrote in a tweet. Meanwhile, Mehbooba Mufti, who is the People Democratic Party leader, in a tweet described the decision as a sinister design of the government. She wrote that not letting people elect a government is anti-ethical to the very idea of democracy and also a tactic of buying time to disempower people by pushing an agenda that suits their ulterior motives. Apart from this, the Election Commission also announced that the voter verifier paper audit trials, the VVPATs, will be used in all polling stations in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections to allow voters to verify that their vote was cast correctly through electronic voting machines. Earlier, several opposition leaders, including Mamata Banerjee and Mayawati, had raised questions about mischiefs in the EVMs. Meanwhile, our Prime Minister Narendra Modi, after the election announcement was made, in a tweet said that the festival of democracy is here. He further wrote that he urges all Indians to enrich the 2019 Lok Sabha elections with their active participation and hopes that the election witnesses a historical turnout. In 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP had become the first party in almost 3 decades to win a majority on its own after it won 282 of the 543 seats in Lok Sabha, where the majority mark is 272. The BJP-led National Democratic Alliance won 336 in total. The Congress, on the other hand, was voted out of power after 2 terms and was reduced to just 44 seats. Now, all this comes at a really interesting time because, you know, only a few weeks back, a shortage of jobs, farm distress, and the agrarian crisis were seen as denting the ruling party's popularity. But after India's airstrikes in Pakistan following the Pulwama terror attack reflecting a strong response to terror from Pakistan-based groups, several BJP leaders have spoken about a wave in the party's support once again. The Congress and other opposition parties, however, have hit out at the BJP constantly, accusing it of exploiting the armed forces for votes. Right, the stage has been set, but in the meantime, it's also important to look at some of the other top stories that have developed over the days. 4 Indians on board the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 passenger jet to Nairobi were killed after the plane crashed early on Sunday morning. A total of 157 passengers and 8 crew members were killed in the crash, which includes a consultant with the Ministry of Environment, Shikha Garg. Minister of External Affairs Sushma Swaraj took to Twitter to condole Garg's death and to seek information of the families of the other Indian nationals who died in the crash. In a tweet, Sushma Swaraj wrote that her colleague Dr. Harshvardhan has confirmed that Shikha Garg is a consultant with Ministry of Environment and Forests and that she was travelling to attend a UNEP meeting in Nairobi. She wrote that she's trying to reach the families of other Indian nationals. Now, in other big news, the fugitive demanter Nirav Modi, accused in the rupees 13,000 crore Punjab National Bank scam, was tracked down to London's West End by a UK-based daily, The Telegraph, on Saturday. In a video posted by the newspaper, Modi can be seen sporting a handlebar moustache and wearing an ostrich hide jacket, which is estimated to cost about £10,000, that's roughly 8 lakh rupees. When scribes from the paper questioned him on various issues, including whether he was urged by Britain to grant him asylum, Modi ducked them by saying, "Sorry, no comments." According to Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ravish Kumar, India is making strong efforts to get the fugitive businessman back. "We have been aware of his presence in the UK, and ever since we submitted the extradition request to the UK, the matter is under consideration of the British government," Ravish Kumar said a few hours after Modi was spotted in UK. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.